Monday, January 27th. I had a bad case of indigestion, and it wasn't from those microwavable wingding thingies I'd munched on a few hours ago. I was having second thoughts about this whole newspaper thing. My advice column requires me to write dozens of essay-length letters to my troubled and tormented peers, giving them sound, unbiased, and intelligent advice. The thought of me being Miss Know-It-All is still hilarious. Hey, I'm the last person I'd ever want to take advice from. I'd been sitting at my desk, staring at the huge pile of letters to Miss Know-It-All for so long, my butt was actually numb. I didn't know where to begin. "Why is this so hard?" I groaned and covered my face with my hands. I had no idea how I could be so exhausted from doing nothing, but I was. That's when I thought I heard a giggle behind me, but when I turned around, no one was there. All of the stress and lack of sleep was obviously making me delirious. When I turned back to my laptop, I was a little freaked out to see two scribbled-on eyes, a crooked mouth, and a hand all up in my face.
"Hi, I'm Miss Penelope, and I can't find my snow boots. I think I left them here,"
Brianna said in a high, squeaky voice that could have shattered glass. "Don't ever sneak up on me like that," I snapped. "You almost scared the wingdings out of me." But Brianna and Miss Penelope both just smiled and stared at me like very evil mannequins or something. "Have you completely lost it, Brianna? Miss Penelope doesn't even have feet."
"Does too,"
she said and stuck her tongue out at me. "Just get lost already and tell Miss Penelope to stop leaving her invisible junk in my room." "I don't think Brianna heard a word," I said. Her very short attention span was already diverted to my computer screen.
"What'd you write in?" she asked.
"Stuff for the school newspaper," I muttered. "Now why don't you both go outside and play in traffic?"
"Oh, you're a newspaper writer guy?"
Brianna gushed, obviously impressed.
"I want to be one too. Can I write something pretty, please?"
"Believe me, Brianna, I'd love to give all this work to you, but I don't want to get fired," I said. "Besides, you're just a kid. The only thing you know about a newspaper is where to find the funny pages."
"Nuh-uh. I know lots of stuff about a newspaper," Brianna said, giving me a dirty look. "If you won't let me write, Miss Penelope and I will make our own newspaper."
"Fine," I said. "You two can do whatever you want. Just stop bugging me so I can try and get my work done."
"You're gonna be sorry. We'll show you who the best newspaper writer guy is," Brianna fumed.
Then she and Miss Penelope stormed out of my room. Ugh, did I just make things worse? I wondered. When Brianna is bent on doing something, she usually makes my life miserable until she gets her way. After another hour of writing and barely finishing three letters, I went down to the kitchen for another snack.
"Paper! Get your paper here, hot off the press!"
Brianna shouted, walking into the kitchen with Dad's newsboy cap on and a stack of spiral notebook pages under her arm.
"Anyone want a newspaper?"
I rolled my eyes. "By anyone, you mean me, right?"
"Oh, I didn't see you there, ma'am,"
Brianna said, staying in character.
"Care for a paper? You can keep up with all the latest news and gossip about the Maxwell family. And I'm giving it away to my next customer for absolutely free."
"Okay," I humored her. "I guess I'll take one of your newspapers, if it's free."
"And guess what, Nikki? Me and Miss Penelope's newspaper is a lot better than yours,"
Brianna bragged shamelessly. Then she proudly handed me a copy. I hated to admit it, but Brianna was right. Other than Brandon's excellent photography, most of the WCD newspaper is beyond cruddy. Brianna's little newspaper was called the Sometimes and was written in crayon. Brianna, don't you mean to call it the Sun Times? Like that famous Chicago newspaper? You spelled it wrong.
Nuh-uh, she answered. It's called the Sometimes, because sometimes it's good news and sometimes it's bad news.
Okay, you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. Brianna's handwriting was so sloppy, I could barely read the first headline.
President Penelope passes law for ice cream before dinner.
Yeah, right. I smirked to myself. Not if Mom has anything to say about it. I was slightly impressed that Brianna had actually illustrated her lead news story. Very cute. Then I read the headline on the next page.
Big Harry! Grizzly bear with stinky breath found in Nikki's room! Roar!
Next to the article, there was a picture of an angry, cross-eyed bear with jagged teeth and stink fumes coming out of its mouth. And it was wearing a light blue warm-up suit that looked just like the one I had on. Not so cute. What is this? I cried angrily. Why is there a crazy grizzly bear in my room, Brianna? And why is it dressed like me?
Oops, I forgot that was in there, Brianna giggled nervously. Gee, look at the time. Gotta finish my paper out. Bye.
She dashed out of the kitchen and up the stairs. Hey, you better come back here or the big, hairy grizzly bear is really gonna get ugly, I yelled, chasing Brianna to her room. Lucky for her, she locked her door just before I got there. I was so mad at that little goofball in barrettes. She was about to experience an episode of When Animals Attack, up close and personal. Brianna's been in her bedroom a while, so I can only imagine she's up to no good and probably working on the next issue of that tacky piece of garbage she calls the Sometimes.
Arf!
Sometimes I really want to strangle that girl. But now that I think about it, I wonder if Brianna would be interested in a newspaper job working for the Miss Know-It-All Advice column. Not...